the dead, alive and living in Wisconsin, courtesy of Jason's Classic Cut. 10:07. I want to respond to an email that I got because it's really a good one, though. Let's see. Where is his original email? Where I said that, and this is the last I'll talk about global warming today, but this is really good. Let's see. Was very interested. By the way, this is from, he calls himself lefty. He's actually conservative on a couple of issues, but he is one of the most thoughtful liberals with which I correspond. I've never met him, but I would like to, because he's very reasonable, and we have very intellectual exchanges in our email debates. Jerry, was very interested in how you claim the global warming adherists treat science as a religion, and just because the high priests say it is so, it must be true. I don't necessarily disagree with you on this. However, it gets right to the point of the problem I have with the evangelical right. Just because some high priests of Christianity created a sect 2,000 years ago that caught on does not make that belief necessarily so, and we should not be basing our secular policies on that religion or any religion either. And the founding fathers were smart enough to understand this, hence the separation of church and state. Okay. Here's the point that he misses, though. Those of us who believe in God recognize it's a belief. We're not trying to factually state God exists. It's a belief. We accept that. That's why the Apostles' Creed doesn't say there is a God. It says, I believe in God, Father Almighty. And depending on your religion, creator or maker of heaven and earth. I believe what they're trying to do is believe something as a religion and push it down your throat as a fact. And they don't. And the other thing that the emailer misses is, yeah, we accept what others have said about God and Jesus Christ. But it's a belief system. It doesn't pass as science. Science is a specific method of discovery, the scientific method. They are pretending that they're putting their faith in the scientific method when they're putting their faith in a bunch of people they don't know. And they don't know the theory behind the application of the scientific method to global warming. That's the difference. All right. I want to get on to something else here. This did get in the news a lot as it was approaching a verdict. It is the case of Michael Dunn. Michael Dunn is a Florida man. So was George Zimmerman. You know who George Zimmerman was. You know who Trayvon Martin was. You know who George Zimmerman is. You know who Trayvon Martin was. By the way, Zimmerman in the news again today. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not even going to get into that. But George Zimmerman and the death of Trayvon Martin became cause celeb. It had everybody, all of the civil rights activists, President Obama, this is what's wrong. This is where a black man can just be killed. I believe the verdict in the George Zimmerman case was right. Michael Dunn. See, now even I'm doing it. Michael Dunn, by the way, Google Michael Dunn. I'm thinking of an actor by that name. Just Google Michael Dunn. And let's see. Yeah, Michael Dunn from Wild Wild West. He was a dwarf. He was Miguelito Loveless. On Small person? I don't know what's politically correct. I know midget isn't. Oh, dwarf isn't either. Well, I don't know. It's small person. You could say that about me. Well, yeah. Clinically, Jason, he's a dwarf. He's not a small person. That is dwarfism. It is. That's like saying homosexuality isn't a word you should say anymore. The clinical word is dwarfism. It is what it is. And if that's offensive to them, it is what it is. Just the way you're not supposed to call a homosexual is supposed to be gay. All right, he was a small person. Anyway, that's not, but he was Miguelito Loveless on Wild Wild West. That's who I thought. All right. A Florida jury, here are the details, and you probably know the case, but here are the details. Dunn, in claiming self-defense, testified that he thought he saw a firearm pointed at him from the SUV as the argument, he was involved in an argument with some young men who were black in another vehicle. The music got very loud. Dunn, in claiming self-defense, testified he thought he saw a firearm pointed at him from the SUV as the argument escalated. No weapon was found in the SUV. Dunn also told jurors he feared for his life, perceiving this was a clear and present danger. Prosecutors contended that Dunn opened fire because he felt disrespected by Davis, the young man who was dead. The teen made his friend turn the music back up after they initially turned it down at Dunn's request. Dunn was parked in the spot next to the SUV outside the convenience store. According to authorities, Dunn became enraged about the music and ensuing argument. One person walking out of the convenience store said he heard Dunn say, "You're not going to talk to me like that." There was no shotgun. He claimed he saw a shotgun. There was no shotgun. A jury over the weekend convicted Dunn on 4 counts, I believe it is, of attempted murder and a mistrial, a hung jury on the murder charge. Prosecutor already says he will be tried again. I felt this one much more fit the template than the one than trying to squeeze the Zimmerman Trayvon Martin story in. Again, as I said earlier in the show, this is how I feel. I think he was a guy who was made nervous by black people playing music too loud and with no justification opened fire on them. That's what I believe. I also believe it was probably one or two people on a jury that couldn't reach that conclusion. I thought this should have been a pretty easy first-degree murder conviction. Jason, you agree over there. Which is why I feel that there was probably one, maybe two people on the jury who hung up the conviction on the first-degree murder. That's what I believe. But when you look at all of this, he claimed he feared for his life. There's no reasonable evidence, in my opinion, to suggest that. Now, even if you disagree with me on my take on this, there's still a question I want to ask you. When you look at this case, it much more seems to fit the template than the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, that the one they tried to fit that one into. That this guy's a racist, he's not comfortable around black people, they maybe talk smack to him, they disrespected him by turning the music down, then turning it back up, and he opened fire. That's what the prosecution alleges. I'm just telling you, that's the way it looks to me. Given that, and I believe that version of events, you don't have to, given that perception, and I, by the way, I believe he should be retried, and he should be convicted of first-degree murder. Again, you don't have to agree with me on that to engage in this conversation. I believe this one, with the facts that are there, even if you don't accept those facts, is one that the black leadership, President Obama, Sharpton, Jackson, all of those would have made much more hay on this and the mainstream media than Zimmerman, Martin, yet they didn't. This didn't inspire marches. This didn't inspire demands for this. Now, part of it is he was charged right away. But he wasn't convicted of killing this young black man. You don't, to my knowledge, I haven't checked the news, you don't have a huge backlash. You don't have huge marches in the streets. And through the whole process, they didn't demand justice for this young man the way they did Trayvon Martin. Why? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This one seems to be one that they could better use than Zimmerman Martin. So why didn't this become that? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1017.
All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.